Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll continue in our study to learn about the contradictions in the Quran. That is error number 2, as you see it in chapter 10 of Errors of the Quran. In our program today, we'll see how Allah see other people besides Muslims and how their end will be. That is, the Jews, the Christians, the idol worshippers, or the star worshippers, which are known in the Quran to be as-Sabi'een. Now let's look at how Allah describes those people in Quran chapter 2 and verse 62. For there we read, surely those who believed, these are the Muslims, and those who are Jews, and the Nasara, Muhammad meant Christians, and the Sabian, these are the star worshippers, idol worshippers, whoever believed in Allah and in the last day and did good deed, so they will have their ajur. And the word ajur here is a non-Arabic word, which means salary or wages, with their Lord, and no fear on them, and they will not grieve. Notice here, that is a clear verse in the Quran. It is decisive. It is not ambiguous, easy to understand, where Allah describes four different groups of people. The first one are the Muslims. The second are the Jews. The third are the Christians. And the fourth are the Sabians. What about all these people? If they believe in Allah and do good works, there's no fear on them. They will make it to paradise. Yes, that is the message of Allah in the Quran. On the same tone, Allah assured us in Quran chapter 2, verse 256, that it's okay to be whatever you want. You can be a Jew, you can be a Christian, you can be a Muslim, you can be whatever you want. There is no compulsion in religion Islam. A verse Muslims in the West love to quote, especially those who live here in America. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 2 and verse 256, the following, no compulsion in religion. Indeed, the right way is made distinct from the error. So whoever becomes an infidel in the taghut and believes in Allah, so indeed he will have taken hold on a strong handle that will not be broken. And Allah is hearing, knowing. This is a verse which Muslims, as I said earlier, love to quote in America to tell the people of the United States that Usama Daktok and people like him are lying when they say Islam is the religion of the sword, spread by the edge of the sword, and continue to exist with the sword. What most American people do not know, that this is an abrogated verse, and we already talked about abrogation in our study previously, which means that this verse has been deleted, canceled, erased, or replaced by a newer verse. And that's exactly what I'm about to read to you to see if there is contradiction in the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 3 and verse 85, we read the following. And whoever desires any other religion except Islam, so it will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be of the losers. Notice, my dear friends here, that is another decisive verse, clear verse. It is not ambiguous. Anybody who reads Arabic language, the language of the Quran, will automatically come to understand it as you are hearing it now in the English language. The verse is very clear. If you are a Jew, you're a loser. If you're a Christian, you're a loser. If you're a Sabian, these are the idol worshiper or the star worshiper, you're a loser. If you're a Muslim, you're a winner. Anyone who desires any religion except Islam is a loser. Did you notice what happened here? This is the opposite of that which we have read originally in the beginning of our study in Quran chapter 2, verse 62. Because in Quran 2:62, we learn that believers, Muslims, are winners. Jews are winners. Christians are winners. Sabians, idol worshippers, are winners. Everybody is a winner as long as you believe in Allah and you do good deeds. Now we found the reality that there is contradictions in the teaching of the Quran. You must be a Muslim, otherwise you are a loser. That's why Allah in the Quran ordered the Muslim believers to wipe out, to kill, to annihilate all non-Muslims. And I'm not making this up. This is the final word of Allah in the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 9 and verse 73, we read, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites, and be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the final place. Once again, clear words in a clear verses of Allah to Muhammad, where Allah provoked Muhammad to perform jihad against all non-Muslims. Why? Because they must be killed. They must be annihilated unless they accept Islam. Similar to that, what we read in Quran chapter 66 and verse 9. For there we read, Allah said, O you prophet, that is Allah speaking to Muhammad, perform jihad against the infidels and hypocrites and be harsh with them, and hell will be their abode, and evil is the final place. Do you see the language of the word of Allah in the Quran? It's very clear. Jews, Christians, and others who do not submit to Islam must be killed. Not only will they be killed by the hand of Muhammad and his followers, but they will also spend eternity in hell. That's why Allah ordered Muhammad and the Muslim believers in the book of Kaw, that is Quran chapter 2 and verse 193, to end all religions except Islam. And that is when Allah stated, and engage in war with them until there will be no sedition, and the religion, that is Islam, be to Allah. So if they desist, so there will be no transgress except on the unjust. Looking at all these verses, the one where Allah prays and declared that he is so pleased with non-Muslims, the Jews and the Christians and the idol worshippers, and the one where Allah only is pleased by the Muslims, and he will not accept from any people any belief except Islam. This is a clear contradiction. Can the Quran be the word of Allah, where we see all verses throughout the Quran where Allah have no problem for the Jews and the Christians and others to live with the Muslims, even in Saudi Arabia land, even in Mecca, and other verses where Allah demand Muhammad and all the Muslim believers to wipe out all the non-Muslims in planet Earth until the whole Earth will be completely to Allah, meaning believing in Islam and Islam alone. This is a clear contradiction. What about the belief of the Christians? You see, Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh, died on the cross, and he was buried and rose again on the third day. And that's how we can be saved from our sins, by believing in the deity of Christ and the work of Christ on the cross. Does the Quran have any contradictions in its teaching about this very important, vital beliefs of Christians? The answer is absolutely. In many places in the Quran, you see that Allah speaks of Isa, whom Muslims claim to be Jesus, in a very highly way. That he is exalted in this world and in the hereafter. That he is the word of Allah, which is eternal, who is born of the Virgin Mary. And that is exactly what we Christians believe. As a matter of fact, you will see some verses in the Quran show you that Jesus did die. But on the other hand, you read in the Quran that Jesus is not the Son of God. And if you believe that he is the Son of God, you are actually committing the worst sin, the sin of shirk. That is to worship a partner of somebody or something with Allah, which are punishable by the word of Allah in the Quran by death, and that Jesus did not die, nor was he crucified. This is another huge contradiction throughout the pages of the Quran. For example, in Quran chapter 19 and verse 33, we read the following. And peace be on me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I am raised alive. This is the words of Isa, son of Mary, whom Muslims claim to be Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. And amazingly, when you investigate these words, you'll find that Isa, son of Mary, spoke these words when he was just a babe in the cradle. Miracle after miracle, Jesus have performed in the Quran. Some of these miracles were nothing but the work of God, because he is the one who created out of clay bird, real bird, when he breathed into it and became a living bird. And so on and on with good things about Isa, son of Mary. But in that verse, we see that Isa, whom Muslims claim to be Jesus, stated that he will die and that he will ascend alive to heaven. That's exactly what we Christians believe. But you can go to another chapter in the Quran, like in Quran chapter 4 and verse 157, where in it Allah clearly taught the Muslim believers that Isa, son of Mary, was not killed, nor was he crucified. For in Quran 4, 157, we read, "And they're saying, surely we killed the Christ Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to appear to them. And surely those who disagree about him are in a doubt of him. They do not have any knowledge of him except following the conjecture, and they did not kill him for certain, yet Allah raised him up to himself." Imagine with me the huge amount of contradiction, not only in the story of Moses and Pharaoh or the simple teaching of the Quran, but in the foundation of Christianity. If Jesus is not the Son of God who died on the cross and rose again from the death on the third day, Christianity is completely false. And when we read the passages of the Quran, we'll find in one place Jesus did die, another place he did not die. In one place, he is God Almighty, the Creator, the Healer, the Knowing of the Unknown, the one who raised the dead. In another place, he's just a man. He's just a slave. He's just a servant. How can the Quran be the Word of God when it is filled with many contradictions? Don't forget, Allah's measurement to know if the Quran is the word of Allah or not is very simple. If there's any inconsistencies in the Quran, then we know for sure that the Quran is not the word of Allah, assuming that Allah is God. And that's exactly what we see in our study here.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Let me share with you one more contradiction in the Quran to learn about the creation of the universe. You know, the Bible talks about the creation, and the Bible clearly stated that God created the heaven and earth and everything within them in 6 days, and God rested from his work on the Sabbath, which is the seventh day. And the Quran teaches similar message to that. Except the Quran, as Allah does always, repeats the story in different numbers. Add to that, when you read what Muhammad said in the Hadith, it will give us even a newer number. You see, in Quran chapter 41, verse 9, we read, "Say, have you become infidels in him who created the earth in 2 days, and you made partners with him? That is the Lord of the world." In verse 10, "And he made the stabilizers on it." He meant obviously the mountain here. "And he has blessed it, and he measured in it provision in 4 equal days." To those who ask. In verse 11, then he turned to the heaven, and it was smoke. So he said to it and to the earth, come willingly or grudgingly. They said, we come willingly. So he completed them 7 heavens in 2 days and revealed to every heaven its affair. And we adorned the world's heaven with lamps and kept. This is the measurement of the dear, the knowing. Wow, isn't that amazing? Muhammad told us in these verses that Allah created the heavens and the earth, 7 heavens and 7 earths in 8 days. 2 + 4 + 2 = 8. Now let me share with you the same story in the Quran in completely different numbers. And that is in Quran chapter 7 and verse 54, where Allah stated, surely your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he sat on the throne. You can read similar passage with the same number in Quran chapter 10 and verse 3. That is when Allah said, surely your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he sat on the throne arranging the affair. There is no intercessors except after his permission. This is Allah, your Lord, so serve him. Do you not remember? And we can read many, many other places throughout the pages of the Quran where assured the Muslim believers that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. So we ask the question, was it 6 days creation or 8 day creation as we read originally in Quran chapter 41 verses 9 through 12? This is a clear contradiction concerning the number of days of creation according to the word of Allah in the Quran. What about what Muhammad said in the Hadith? Amazingly, Muhammad gave us the details of the creation of every day. And surprise, surprise, Muhammad assured us in the Hadith that the number of the creation of the days were actually 7 days, as Allah started his creation on Saturday and ended on Friday. But when you examine that which Allah created in these 7 days, you would discover that Muhammad forgot to mention the 2 days of the creation of the heavens. And when we add the 2 days of the creation of the heavens to the 7 days of the creation, according to Muhammad saying in the Hadith, then you will come to the conclusion that the number of days which Allah created the world were actually 9 days. So we ask the question, was it 6 days? Or 8 days or 9 days according to the words of Muhammad in the Hadith. This is a clear contradiction which we see concerning the number of days of the creation. Don't forget, the Bible is very clear. There's only one earth, not 7. And the number of heavens is 3, not 7, as Allah stated in the Quran. The number of verses throughout the Quran which include contradiction is beyond imagination. But let us conclude this portion of our study in this one last passage. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 9, verse 5. You can read throughout the Quran almost 125 verses where Allah ordered the Muslim believers to be nice to the Jews, the Christians, and idol worshippers. And he said to them, to you, your religion, and to me, my religion, however he or she wishes. But then Allah somehow changed his mind in his final word. That is Quran chapter 9, verse 5. Very important, famous verse known by the verse of the sword. For in that verse, Allah canceled, erased, deleted, abrogated 125 verses. And by the way, these are the verses which Muslims love to quote for us here in America. And they know 100% that these verses are abrogated. It's no good. Reading them not is like not reading them. Because according to the final word of Allah in the Quran, Muslims are not supposed to practice these verses. But they're only supposed to practice the final verse which Allah gave to the Muslims. The verse of the sword. Quran chapter 9, verse 5. Where in it, Allah said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, and perform the prayer, and bring the legal alms, so leave the way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Notice that verse gives the infidel the Jews, the Christians, and anyone and everyone who does not believe in Islam, three options. Option one is to be killed by the hand of the Muslims. Option two, to their wives and their children to be taken as captives and slaves, concubines. Option three, that these people will convert Islam. Repent, convert Islam, and not only in words but in action by praying and giving the legal arms to the Muslims. This is the final word of Allah in Islam, and that is one of the major great contradictions. Do you know why Muslims are living in America? Do you know why Muslims have the freedom to build mosques throughout this country? Do you know why Muslims can run for offices throughout this land? It's because they're using the deception of Allah, as it is written in the pages of the Quran. They are practicing the early passages of the Quran, the abrogated verses of the Quran, when in reality they know the time will come and Muslim in America will have the upper hand. And Muslim in America will have more people in power in every position you can imagine. And in that day, and when that day comes, Muslim will tell you, well, there's one thing we forgot to mention to you, is that in the Quran, Allah gave us a right to deceive you by pretending that we are friends and that we can live together in this land. But now, here is the reality. You must accept Islam. And if you will not convert Islam, we must kill your men. And we must take over your country by taking your daughters, your wives. We will rape them. And we will raise Muslim babies out of them. And America will be the greatest Muslim country in the world. And I hope and I pray, as we continue in our study to commentaries on the Quran, we will learn the truth about Islam, not only to protect ourselves, but even to save the Muslims from that savage cult, the cult of Islam. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.